Your faith has been powerful. And I thank God for you today. Amen. I'm not going to keep you long. I feel that the Holy Ghost has already done great, notable, and powerful things. And I believe the best is yet to come. Tonight will be no exception. I want you to be here. This is totally different. We will start at 9 o'clock. And we will have church. And we will have communion this evening. And all of that, preaching will happen. And after that, we will go for a time of fellowship. We will take our time and we will fellowship. There's only one new year service a year. So we're going to take advantage of it and have fun. And then we're going to come back and we are going to worship our God. What a greater way. I read in my Bible that every time a group of folks got together and worshiped, that the fire fell and the anointing broke all the yokes. Amen. Let's make the pathway clear and green for the Holy Ghost to move and do great things. Amen. But right now, if you have your Bibles or if you want to read along with us, Romans 6 and verse number 6. Amen. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 6. Our old man, that is our old, everybody say our old spirit. That will come in handy tonight. Our old man was crucified with him so that the body of sin would no longer dominate us, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Amen. And so that being said, I just want to bring us together for just a few moments, and I want to speak to the church. I'm going to speak to the church both this morning and tonight. Amen. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask God what He would have us to hear out of all of this today. Lord, we call on the name that is greater than any name, the mighty, the wonderful, the powerful name of Jesus. And we ask you at this moment to speak to our spirits, our minds, and our hearts. Speak to us, Lord Jesus, in a great, wonderful, notable way. Give us something, Lord, that we can take with us into a new year, that greater things can be anticipated, believed in, and trusted for. Your will to be done, Lord. In Jesus' name, somebody shout amen. And all I'm going to preach today is simply champions. Champions. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, you're a champion. I turn back to him and say, yes, you are too. All right. God bless you as you're seated. Praise the Lord. Our old man was crucified with him. That was the reason why he was crucified. Amen. So what are champions? They are conquerors. They are overcomers. They are true destiny designers. Amen. And so they fearless courage awaits whosoever will. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, in these new years to come, that's exactly what the church is going to need. It's going to need fearless courage. Brother Soundman, if you want to turn my monitors down just a little bit, praise the Lord, I appreciate it. But fearless courage awaits whosoever will. The fire on the altar, as they said earlier, never, ever should burn out. Amen. I believe that that's the point that God would bring to our attention here today, and that is the fact that the fire should never, ever burn out upon our altars. Some of the time through this next year, when we visit our altar, it'll be on our face seeking God's mercy, His grace, and His everlasting forgiveness. Other times, it will be aisle running times and leap for joy times and hand clapping times and speaking in tongues with full force times. Other times, we'll wonder why and how we even made the time to get there because times are so busy and all of that. But nevertheless, we made time to get to our altar so that the fire will never burn out. I would to God that everybody in this house, and not just a selective few, amen, not those that have to be called and gathered together and made appointed, but those that have it in their guts to just call on the name of the Lord at one time or another during the day, so that the fire will never go out. I wonder if you could raise a hand in worship, also in volunteering to make an altar where the fire will never go out this new year. Amen. Praise God. True destiny. Designing your own destiny. Creating your own destiny. You say, well, I don't know what the will of God is for me in the future. No, but you can design a path where God can make it happen. And so we need that fearless courage. The fire on the altar. Praise the Lord. What are the champion's enemies? Amen. We look at champions sometimes. We see the Joshuas and the Moses, and we see all of those. We see the Shamgar. I don't know. Shamgar is just a tough dude. We don't hear a lot about him in the Word of God, but he stands out to me just as much so as anyone else, because he whooped all of the enemy of God with a stick. The Bible called it an ox goad. And what it is when you take the oxen out of the fold and you want to lead them to where the green grass is, you take a stick and sharpen the end of it, and you just kind of prod them along and make them go. And what was it? 300, 400? I wish I had the exact number, but I don't. But it was in the hundreds that he beat them with that ox goat. Now, that's somebody that had fire on his altar. Amen. Somebody said he either had fire on his altar or he didn't have good sense. Well, I hope I got fire on my altar and this new year that I don't have good sense, because I'm tired of the enemy coming in and taking our people. I'm tired of the enemy coming in and raiding us with sickness and disease and cancer. I'm tired of the enemy doing the stuff that he does. I'm ready to grab an ox goat and I'm ready to go at it with no good sense if I have to. But to have faith for God to do great exploits this new year. Don't look at me funny, because that's just the way it's going to be. Amen. Hallelujah. There will not be as much preaching out of town. There will not be as many out of town and out of state exploits, because I honestly believe that the God of glory has his finger of anointing upon this church for this new year. And I want to be here when it happens. And I want you here when it happened, front and center. Can somebody believe God for a house full of champions? Amen. Praise God. And so this message is for those that want to change your name from Jacob to Israel. Israel wanted to give birth to a Savior. Jacob only wanted to cheat his way to a birthright. But he got his name changed from Jacob to Israel. And the birthright didn't matter any longer. It was only the will of God. And let me tell you right now, amen, if you're in this for no pain, I'm telling you right now, no pain, no gain with God. So bow up about it. You're going to get your little feelings hurt. Somebody's going to say something about you. But you're going to have to bow up and be a little bit bigger than that, so that we can have a great big move of God. You can't do it for yourself, do it for me. I need it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need our men to put their big britches on. We need our ladies to bow up in the devil's face. Hallelujah. And keep your feelings on the back burner, so we can have anointing and so the power of God can flow. Hallelujah. I told you I was going to talk to the church. And don't be offended by your pastor, because that's the only thing you've got next to God. And so I'm telling you here today, pain and suffering is going to come. Feelings are going to get hurt. Hallelujah. But you can't freeze your brother out. You can't fire. You can't burn them out. You can't put them on the backside of your brain, because chances are the one you're having trouble with the most is the one that you could touch the best, because the devil saw it and he put something up against it. But we need champions. We need people that can put that in the back and put something great in the future. Let the anointing break every yoke. I said, let the anointing break every yoke. Not just the yokes you want broken, but the yokes that need to be broken in you, in me, in them, in everybody else. Trusting God for revival, evangelism, church growth, and absolute holiness. I'm telling you, church, you better get ready. I can't help it, and I apologize to whoever's watching if you're going to be offended by this. But even apostolics are dropping their holiness. Amen. But they're going to need an oasis. They're going to need a place to run to. They're going to need a... Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost now. They're going to need a place to get. They're going to need a place to find. They're going to need a place defined as apostolic. Hallelujah. That's why we do need church growth. That's why we do need revival. That's why we've got to have evangelism. But don't you leave out holiness. We go to conferences. We go to meetings. I love the United Pentecostal Church. I give my guts for that. I want to die from the UPC. But I want to tell you right now, hallelujah, we go places out of town. You don't hear holiness. We go to conferences. There's not much holiness. But if you come to Landmark, you're going to find out what God loves. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So with all that being said, it ain't all about your holiness. It ain't all about your righteousness. It ain't all about how glorified and magnified you are in the eyes of God. It's how much love you have for your brother. It's how much love you have for your sister. It's how much love you have for this house. It's how much love you have for the lost. Hallelujah. Are you willing to pack a Bible study? Are you willing to pack the Word of God? Are you willing to take it to a drug addict? Are you willing to take it to the homeless? Are you willing to take it to the street? When we get together and have our events, why are you MIA? Why are you missing in action? Hallelujah. Because you can't talk to whoever's around here. Because you can't rub elbows with who's around you. You better get bigger than that. Because this church is getting ready to be bigger than you are. This anointing that the Holy Ghost is ready to pour out is getting ready to pour it out in abundant supply. And when he pours it out, he's not pouring it out on those that are more righteous or more holy. He's not pouring it out on those that are more ungodly and more filthy. Let me tell you where Joel said he's going to pour it out. He said, all flesh. He's going to pour it out on everybody. Everybody gets a dose of the Holy Ghost, whether I feel like they're worthy of it or not. So we're going to let the anointing break the yoke. Brother Billy, I thank you for worshiping God like that. Amen. Because you're praying, you're believing God, other men, other women, other ladies, other individuals, the platform, they sing about it. They play music about it. Hallelujah. We're not all the same. We're a fingerprint. Hallelujah. We got our stuff. You got your stuff. But together, we can have that revival that has been preordained by the Holy Ghost. Am I doing good? My. Amen. So, listen, you can't, hey, Jacob, you can't hotwire your way into this. I don't care who your mama is. Hallelujah. She can help you all she wants to, and you can get a birthright, but you'll never have the blessings of God until you get something changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The old man doesn't die. We need to understand this. I went to the altar a month ago. Big deal. You better get back, because that old man you put on that altar, he don't die. That old spirit that we've had, that spirit that can trigger off those mechanisms that separate us and do all the things that it does to us, that thing does not die. Out of the blue, it can rise up again, even in your hottest moments in the glory of God. Preacher, this preacher, I hope I get this right. It says he bought a horse, and it was a spiritual horse. And he said, When you get on it, they told the preacher, he takes off when you say, praise the Lord. And he slams on brakes when you say, hallelujah. So the preacher bought it, got on it, and he said, okay, praise the Lord. And man, that thing was running so smooth, boy. He just kept praising the Lord and praising the Lord. And the more he praised the Lord, the faster that horse got. And all of a sudden, it's coming to the edge of a 400-foot cliff. And he had been praising the Lord so long, he forgot the word that it took to stop it. And so he's just, oh, what is that word? What is that word? And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke. And he remembered it was hallelujah. That preacher said, hallelujah! Man, that horse just slid to the edge of that cliff and stopped. You could hear rocks falling off the edge. The preacher looked up to heaven and said, praise the Lord. I got it right. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray. Hey, don't get and don't hang around the edge of your cliff this whole new year shouting praise the Lord. Right on the edge of a bad spirit, right on the edge of seclusion, right on the edge of separating yourself from everything we're trying to get done and trying to accomplish. Don't get right on the edge of your cliff and be doing your praise the Lord. Amen. Why don't you just say hallelujah and say, I'm going to stop this nonsense and I'm going to get with the church of the living God. I'm going to be in church. I'm going to be at church. I'm going to be calling on the name of the Lord. I will be praising God with those in whom I have not praised God. I will worship God. I will glorify the name of the Lord. When it's time to worship, guess what I'm going to do? When it's time to run, guess what I'm going to do? When it's time to weep, guess what I'm going to do? Hallelujah. Amen. It's time for us to come together as the body of Christ and let's accomplish the will of God, because I feel, along with a lot of other comrades with me, that this could be the very year of the coming of the Lord. I want Him to find us with our lamps burning bright. I want Him to find us anointed of the Holy Ghost and stirred by the Spirit, made better by His glory. Hallelujah. I don't want to be at the edge. That's dangerous. It's dangerous hanging out with the old man at the edge of the cliff. Another sneak attack on a champion is wounded warrior syndrome. You okay? I got hurt. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to pray for you and we're going to give you some time. You get better and then get back in here and give it all you got. Don't milk that. Don't milk that until the rapture takes place and you find out that there are people in hell that you could have reached because you milked the fact that you were a wounded warrior. Not everybody you go to out there in the world is going to want this. Not everybody you talk to is going to hunger for this. But I promise you, you keep talking it and walking it, somebody's going to hear it. Because listen, look around you. Somebody heard it. Somebody heard it in the past. I heard it in the past. I wasn't raised in this. Hello? Amen. My parents didn't even die in this. Amen. I'm telling you right now, somebody heard the word, and there's somebody else out there that wants to hear the word. Don't let the ones that don't wound you, and don't let them wound you to the point that you give up and you've got that wounded warrior syndrome and you can't witness no more. You can't talk no more. You can't teach any more Bible study when there's somebody waiting for you to get there. They're so thirsty and hungry for the word of God, they can't take it. Am I making sense? Praise God. We need champions. Amen. Bear your battle scars and take them to glory, and you'll have bragging rights when you get there. Hallelujah. Amen. There really are men and women that suffered life and limb for a free America. You know that. Amen. It's not just the title of an American fundraiser, the wounded warrior. Amen. I've heard testimonials, and so have you, how that they lost legs. We've got an individual here today that's lost limb, a limb because of war. Brother Michael Shrapnel got your leg, claimed your leg, didn't it? A bomb. Yeah. And get this, he was walking ahead of his comrades, and for some reason, one of them, I don't know if it's the leader of the pack or somebody, told him to, why don't you get behind us and follow us? And he fell behind, and when the bomb went off, it killed them and took one of his legs. You're talking about wounded warrior syndrome. Brother Mike, why are you here worshiping God when he let something like that happen to you? Why are you here praising God with a tube down your nose because people did a terrible surgery on you at the Veterans Hospital and put you in the shape that you're in? Why are you here worshiping God? Because he was able to lay all of that wounded warrior stuff upon the altar and get up and live for the man. You know what? We go. I'm sorry to use you like this, brother. Amen. But you are a major guinea pig today. Amen. But he laid in the hospital, and I go see him, and he said, Pastor, I can't wait to get out of here. And next time you come, can you bring me some more tracts? I've given them to the doctors. I've given them to the nurses. I've given them to everybody. Next time you come. And he said, I can't wait to get in the will of God. I got to get this behind me. I got to get these surgeries behind me. Hey, you can't kill somebody like that. You can't sit somebody down like that. You can't shut somebody up like that. Hey, if they can have that, and they were victims of a war like Vietnam and places like that, then why can't we have that same mentality in the church of the living God? Why can't we get back up? Why can't we leave things behind us? Why can't we put stuff on the altar and get up and go with God and let the will of God be done? We need champions. We need people that will fight the fight of faith and believe the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What amazed me about all these people that come back with no legs, they come back with no arms, they come back and they're paralyzed and all that. But what amazes me about their testimonial, and all of them say the same thing, and that is this: I would do it again. I would do it again. I'd go again. Whew. True warriors, they're not selective about the fellow soldiers that fall. Their motto is not one soldier left behind. Am I right? We're soldiers, faithful followers, conquerors, champions for the cause of Christ. The real ones, they can't afford to be selective about who they talk to, who we compliment, who we speak to or associate with. We can't dodge the duty of loving everybody. We don't have the luxury of allowing our feelings to dictate to our faith and our fellowship with comrades. The real ones are not looking for a more comfortable or convenient way. The greatest test is when God proves that we can love when we're not loved. Get back up when we're wounded. When we can stop being the victim and become the victor. When all of us are the same in all of our eyes, we are champions. Kind of quiet. But that's okay. I'll be loud. Champions do not fight for selected handfuls of friends. Champions select the whole family of God and fight with handfuls of faith. You know this. Let me remind you. Life can hurt, but champions know how to feel better. David is here. Go conquer your giant. The most important thing you can take into battle with you is the reason why. They asked David, why are you here? He had sandwiches for them. His daddy sent him with cheese sandwiches. And David took the sandwiches. But when they asked him why he was there, he said, is there not a cause? I brought you sandwiches. But the cause is this land belongs to God. This people belongs to God. Get up with me and let's fight this giant. I appreciate your worship. I only hope that you can worship me in my next point. Because after David let all that be known, his own brother stood up and said, I know your mischief. I know your mischievous ideas. I know what you're here to do. I know what you really want. You're not saying what's true. You're not right. You're a hypocrite. I know why you're here. But David voiced why he was actually there. And he could care less about what they thought. Amen. He didn't tuck tail and run like a yard dog. Amen. He stood and fought the fight of faith. And when he fought Goliath, he fought for the very brother that was against him. When he fought against Goliath, he fought for the very leader that could not lead them. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. We need champions. And not now like then. Then they needed one. But tonight, today, we need the whole church to come together as one so that we can also have a champion in this last generation that will bring revival to this end time. Life hurts. Life hurts. But we cannot be swallowed up in pain and agony and hurt and in defeat. You bring life with you, but you become the victor and not just the victim. David is here. Conquer your giant. Amen. Hallelujah. You've got a different reason why. You're not in this because it always feels good. You're not in this because you're always blessed and you're always walking on that proverbial cloud 9. Amen. You're not in this because you walk with the angels and you've got a halo over your head and nothing can come against you, because it already has. But you're in this to win this. You're in this to overcome this world. You're in this to make a martyr. You're in this to make a mark. You're in this to win the lost. You're in this to have revival. You're in this for the anointing to break the yoke and to tear down strongholds. I'm not delusional. I know that some may walk away the same as you've always walked away, but not even allowing God to make bigger out of bitter battles. That's all he wants to do. Reading the word of God, he has tested his people with battles and bitterness. Amen. But I do know this as well. David is here. David is in this house. Ruth is in this house. Naomi is in this house. Hallelujah. The anointing is in this house for those people. The spirit of a champion is in this house for those people. Could we stand and just lift our hands to worship God and praise the name of Jesus? Going into a new year with a different attitude, a different altitude, a different look at it, a different feel for it. Wow. Clearing our minds. Amen. I'm telling you, because if you don't clear your mind over things that are in the past, this year the devil will add more to that. And one of these years you just ain't going to be able to take it, and you won't be here no more. Amen. So clear it. Delete it. Walk away from it. And let's have anointing. Let's have the Spirit. Let's have the mercy. Let's enjoy the grace. Let's enjoy the goodness. Let's enjoy the hope and the help of the Holy Ghost, the leadership and the guidance and the anointing of the Spirit. Breaking not just one yoke, two yokes, or three yokes. Not just breaking the yokes you feel like somebody else has, but breaking your yoke, their yoke, my yoke, and everybody's yoke. Amen. So that we all together can stand on the same level and worship the Lord and magnify and glorify the name of Jesus together as one. As one. Praise God. He knew that even though his brother didn't comprehend it, he and his personal feelings were not the cause. Moses is here. Moses, here's what we need you to do. We need you to part the Red Sea for us. One of the first messages I preached when I came into the ministry, as simple as it was, I'll never forget it, was that we need starters. And I compared the congregation to a vehicle. And you got all these parts, luxury seats, air conditioning, all of that, cruise control, all the computers and all of the technology. But without a starter, what have you got? At any given time, in any given service, instead of waiting for your brother, why don't you start it? Instead of waiting for your sister, instead of waiting for the preacher, come on, worship God. Waiting for the preacher, come on, lift your hand. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Why don't you start it? Amen. Because you might be the starter for that service. You might be the starter for that evening. You may be the starter for that move of God. Amen. You may be the starter for what God is up to in that thing. Amen. So do whatever you got to do to find out if you're starting something tonight. Moses is here. And we need you to part the Red Sea places. I know that Paul is here. Paul said in so many words, due to the uprising of my flesh every day, I must die daily. Paul had something that he dealt with every day. He took it to the Lord. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. You want my grace? Fall on your face and I'll give it to you. Every day. Every day. And so Paul is here. And due to the uprising of the flesh, daily, he repented. Give it all to God at the end of the day. Now, I'm not giving you rhyme and reason to go out and commit sin all day long and then just give it to God that evening. Don't you take it that way. And you know I'm not saying it that way. But I'm saying we need to cleanse ourselves every day, whether we think we sinned or not. Every day should be a day of falling on our face and giving it over to God. Because some sin and don't know they sin. You don't have to do drugs. You don't have to be an adulterer and fornication. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have that. That's not the only sinners there are in the world. Hello? Praise God. There are spirits that can get a hold of us and make us feel so enlightened until no one can touch us. That's a sin. Amen. I'm telling you right now, the anointing wants to break every yoke. He does want to touch the alcoholic. He does want to touch the drug addict. And he does want to touch everything else that may hinder us from growth in our own realm of the Holy Ghost. So Paul is here. Due to the uprising of the flesh every day, he repented. Gave it all to God at the end of the day. And he went on to say, I love this. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. That same love that cried from the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's the love of God. That's the love of Christ. And Paul said, nothing shall separate me from that. Hallelujah. I'm asking for those that want to be champions to make your way and stand with me in the arena. In the arena. Because this is where the battles are going to be fought this year. This is where the overcoming is going to be. This is where the anointing is going to hit you right between the eyes. This is where God's going to speak to you about your dilemma, and he's going to speak to you about your victories. This is where God's going to speak to you about your shortcomings, and this is where God's going to speak to you about his blessings. I want you to come and volunteer. I want somebody to toe the line with a made-up mind and a grit, gut determination. That I will make heaven my home and I will make this a better place to worship God. Hallelujah. I will create an atmosphere of praise. I will create an atmosphere of worship because I am a David. I am a Joshua. I am a Moses. I am a champion. Come on. Come on. Don't you leap for joy? Yeah. Somebody help me shout. Oh, yeah.
Shout for the victory.
Yeah.
Shout if you can set free. Shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout for the victory. Shout, shout if you can set free. Shout.
Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
I got the victory. 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 I got the victory.
Say yes.